One of the things that Tom Menino said when he made his formal announcement today that he is leaving after he completes this term in office is that he'll continue to work on a variety of city issues.
My neighbors put their trust in me. I'm so humbled and grateful. I will find a way to thank all of you and to celebrate together. But first, we still have much work to do. I have no intention of letting up just yet.
Among those who have worked with Tom Menino on several projects in Boston is Rick Domino. He's president and CEO of the group A Better City, which focuses on economic competitiveness in Boston. Welcome, Rick.
Hi, it's great to be on.
Well, you were there for his formal announcement today. Your reaction?
Well, obviously an emotional announcement, but it was really clear that he intends to take advantage of every single day in the next 9 months to continue to force and move on his agenda, which I'm really excited about. The mayor's gotten a lot of wonderful things done over his number of terms, and he still has some more things to do. It's really interesting, and today I was at a city council hearing because the mayor is working with us, and I represent the business community on how the business community and the buildings in the business community can be kind of more energy efficient and greener and actually help reduce greenhouse gases. And so we're actually working on a regulation that I know he's going to continue to want to make sure it gets it developed so that we can all be working together to make sure that we don't see things like Sandy kind of eat up Boston's coastal areas in the future. So, obviously a great speech, very heartfelt, but I agree with the kind of earlier part of your radio program that he intends to stay very focused in the next 9 months of getting things done.
Now, the city certainly looks very different than it did when he first took office. Tom Menino was not responsible for the depression of the central artery. How much credit do you think he deserves for the revised look of Boston?
Well, Mayor Menino may not have been the person that did the environmental documents or kind of got the first shovel in the ground, but the mayor actually, this kind of fits perfectly with his urban mechanic personality. He was overseeing the city when the project was getting constructed. So when he became acting mayor in 1993, the actual Central Artery Tunnel project was moving into the peak construction years. And I'll tell you, the mayor was really focused on making sure the city of Boston stayed open for business, and also the residential neighbors that were being impacted by this mega construction project, that they were able to retain their quality of life. And while the first shovel for the construction may not have been on his watch or the kind of vision established during his mayoralship, he ended up being the guy that had to oversee the construction. Kind of fits his personality.
Now, you've been with the group A Better City for 17 years, almost as long as Menino's been mayor, really. So you think the central artery is an accomplishment. Give me two others that you think are major accomplishments of Menino's.
Sure. Well, while the infrastructure was getting built in the South Boston waterfront related to the Big Dig, we were building a new Seaport Access Road and there was new Silver Line service to the South Boston waterfront. Mayor Menino saw that, you know, that 1,000 acres of vacant land really could transform the city, and he set the stage to make that happen in many, many wonderful ways. The first was, and I can tell you this because I was involved with the planning, nobody saw the idea of making a major investment in the visitor and tourism industry in South Boston except for Mayor Menino. He saw that opportunity with the new infrastructure that was there and built a world-class convention facility that now is generating, you know, millions and millions of dollars of economic activity, and really actually made Boston one of the competitors. As a result of the convention center and his vision for that center, Boston ranks in the top 10 constantly as one of the places people want to visit and have their trade association meetings. I would definitely give him lots of credit on getting that done.
Okay. Rick Domino, who's president of the group A Better City that focuses on economic competitiveness in Boston, thanks very much for being with us today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And, of course, Boston residents are reacting throughout the day. Officials are reacting and residents. And there are some mixed emotions to Mayor Tom Menino's announcement that he won't be seeking a sixth term. Here are some voices from the streets of the city today.
I'm going to miss him, I think. You know, he's been around for so long. He's always walking around the neighborhoods. Everybody knows him as if he was the next-door neighbor, you know. But, you know, give somebody else a chance to see what they can do with the city.
He was always the first one to show up when something happened. Somebody gets shot, he's right there, you know. When there's rats on Hemingway Street, he's down there making sure things get cleaned up. And he's not as well as he used to be, but you still have that sense of this business of the city comes first.
Just running Boston. He was a good mayor. He really was. I hope whoever steps up and takes his place could do half of a good job that he has done in the years that he's been mayor.
I mean, I'm impressed by all the time, you know, all the work that he's put into the city. But I do think it's time for someone new, you know, someone fresh to get some new ideas running around.
It's amazing because he's been mayor since I've been born. So, you know, I haven't had no other mayor since, you know. So, it's kind of sad, but everybody has their ending point, you know.
Those are Boston residents reacting to the news today that Tom Menino, the longest-serving mayor of Boston, will not run for a sixth term in office.